So for me, you know, taking that risk and not knowing if I was going to succeed or fail was super, super scary. But I just decided that I didn't want to live in fear, and that, you know, you only have one life, so you might as well spend it doing something that you really like, rather than staying in a place where you feel stuck, underappreciated, or unhappy.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute Podcast. My name is Lewis Laser Guy, and this is our show to talk about the wonderful world of becoming a cosmetic laser tech or a cosmetic injector. My guest today is Hannah in Fort Worth, Texas. How you doing, Hannah?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
So word has it that shortly after graduating from our class, you were ready, landed a job?
I did, yes. And I could not be happier. I'm so excited about it.
Did you go to high school? Did you go to college? Were you always thinking aesthetics, lasers, or was that the furthest thing from your mind? Like, kind of back it up all the way to high school, college, jobs. Like, let me know the career path.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely went to high school. I had no idea what I wanted to do in high school. I went to college for 2 years, didn't get the 4-year degree just because I didn't really know for sure what I wanted to do. So I didn't feel like taking out a bunch of student loans only to, you know, to then not like the decision that I made. So, and I also wasn't really in the right headspace to go for that 4-year degree at the time. So after that, after college, I started working as a bartender. I was a server for a little bit. I worked in retail and then eventually worked my way up into customer service and sales, which I was really good at, but it just wasn't, you know, what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Okay, everything you just said is, to me, is so typical for, you know, somebody in those college young 20s years. You're a bartender, you're a waitress, you're customer service, you're a, what the hell am I going to do with my life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what made you stumble across aesthetics and cosmetic lasers? And are you an esthetician or a nurse, by the way, or is this a career change?
No, I'm a career changer. I don't have any background in the industry. Although, you know, I've always been really interested in beauty and makeup and skin, really all things related to that anyways. But I actually found out about National Laser on YouTube. So after doing a little bit of research, you know, I was like, I think this is something that I might really, really want to do.
You took the course. Were you nervous? Were you scared? Because you're thinking, shit, I got no medical background. I got no beauty, no aesthetic background. And I'm walking into an industry where probably half the people have some kind of health and beauty background. What were you thinking? Were you scared?
Oh my God, yeah. I was terrified. I mean, for me, it was a really big risk because I actually quit my job to do this. So I had a lot to lose at the time. So for me, you know, taking that risk and not knowing if I was going to succeed or fail was super, super scary, but I just decided that I didn't want to live in fear and that, you know, you only have one life, so you might as well spend it doing something that you really like, rather than staying in a place where you feel stuck, underappreciated, or unhappy.
Love those words of wisdom. You should be a motivational, inspirational speaker, my dear. That's your calling. Okay, so how long after you did the clinical portion at National Laser, how many days, weeks, or months did it take you to get an interview and land a job? I'm just curious.
So after graduating, within about a week and a half, I had 4 interviews lined up, which was crazy to me. I totally didn't expect that at all. And then about 2.5-3 weeks after graduating, I landed the job that I'm at now, and I'm just like ecstatic about it.
What kind of establishment are you working for?
I'm working at a med spa. It's called Elegant Image. It's in Fort Worth, and I'm a laser technician there.
Awesome. You're official. You're legal. I love it.
Yes.
And what kind of services are you and your location providing there?
So, I mean, our bread and butter is laser hair removal. You know, that is probably the most of what we do there. We also do body contouring and then, of course, medical weight loss. We do that as well. And then on the aesthetic side, facials, chemical peels, you name it, we do it.
How you feel like, are you bored? Is it a job? Are you loving it? Do you see yourself doing this 5 years down the road? Where do you see tomorrow?
I'm totally in love with the industry. Like I said before, I'm such a people person. So one of the coolest things about this industry is getting to know so many different people every single day. And then, you know, your clients become regular clients and you get to know them and you build those relationships. Of course, it was really scary at first. I was so afraid to fail. But I absolutely love it. I couldn't be happier. Everyone there is amazing. And I definitely want to continue this for as long as I possibly can. I eventually want to get my aesthetics license as well. So that's definitely going to happen in the near future.
So I speak to a lot of people that are scared to enter the business that come from your background because they're not an esthetician. They're not a nurse. They're not a doctor. They're not a medical person. And they're thinking, well, not only do you have that handicap, but who the hell is going to hire somebody with no experience? And I always tell people, well, any job in the world, a doctor, a lawyer, a graphic designer, a cook, a motorcycle mechanic, nobody has any experience from day one. You got to win somebody over with your charm and personality. And then, of course, the skills come in time. So was that going through your mind? Like, how am I going to get a job? What if they want an esthetician or a nurse or I don't have any experience?
Absolutely. And whenever I was applying at different places, I noticed that a lot of them were asking me, hey, do you have your esthetician's license? But even though I said no, you know, most of them were like, oh, okay, well, that's totally fine. I mean, the good thing about it is you don't have to have that experience and everyone has to start somewhere. So, I mean, even if you are entering from, you know, completely different industry like me, we have to start somewhere.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that estheticians mainly do facials and peels and microderms, and laser techs do all the technology, hair removal and photofacial and tattoo removal and body cutting. And so if somebody wants to also get an aesthetic license because they want to focus a lot in facials and peels, God bless them, that's awesome. But most of our world of the 5,000 med spas, the $8 billion that was spent in the market last year, it's mainly people like you doing all technology, maybe with a little bit of something else. And then the nurses are doing all injections. You see very, very little of kind of the facial world in our med spa world. You see it more like in the hotels and, you know, those kind of waxing establishments, but not so much in the med spa world as you're probably starting to notice right now, huh?
Yeah. And for me, I mean, I've always been more intrigued by the medical side of the aesthetics industry anyway. So I knew that that's kind of where I wanted to land eventually. And now that I'm here, yeah, I mean, you're completely right. I mean, that's all I want to do basically at this point. I want to own my own med spa one day. That is the end goal for me. So fingers crossed.
So here you are, you're ready to make a decision to go to National Laser. It's thousands and thousands of dollars. And what was going through your mind? You're thinking like, gosh, you know, what if it doesn't work out? Or, you know, what if I can't make the payments? Or what financially, what were you thinking?
Yes, and yes to all of that. It's a huge risk, you know, when you're coming from an industry like mine, where you're in customer service and sales, you have no experience. I was terrified that I was going to spend all this money and get absolutely nowhere. And I wasn't going to be able to get a job and I was going to be in debt and broke. And of course, those are very valid concerns. But at the same time, you can't think like that. You have to change your mentality and you have to push the fear aside and just kind of jump in, you know, like sink or swim. At least you tried at the end of the day.
Google, the largest company in the world, is now doing certificate courses where you take a 6-month course or 4-month course, become an IT specialist or project manager in lieu of going to college, and they're gonna hook you up with a job. So the largest companies in the world are saying, hey guys, maybe college doesn't make too much sense. Maybe you should try these specific skill-oriented trade schools. So I've been preaching for years, no, this is real. Yes, you can do it. We've got, you know, almost 20,000 graduates and people are making money, kicking ass for any industry, but it's hard to believe, but you are living proof. So congratulations, not on getting a job, not on doing something fun and exciting, but congratulations on believing in yourself and taking a risk and betting on yourself, because that's the hardest thing in life, right? So that's awesome. You should be really, really proud of yourself, because that's the way you get places in life. My hat's off to you, my dear. Kudos to you for believing in yourself and chasing your dreams. Stay in touch. Let me know how the job goes. I'm sure it's going to be an amazing career for you. And I love hearing all the success stories out there. So it was a pleasure meeting you virtually. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.